everyone. My name is Leila Ashraf. I'm co-chair of Stand Up to Racism in Manchester. I'm going to help chair this session. Just want to say I was there the night, well, the evening that Tommy Robinson got kicked back into the gutter with his 2.2%, and I just think isn't that absolutely fantastic that we can celebrate those victories. And as we said, this rise in racism and hate crime is a phenomenon that's across the world, and this is very clearly an international problem. So I want to introduce Michael Challis. He's a leading activist from United Against Hate DC in the United States.
First off, I just wanted to thank Gary for that great political, social analysis of the United States. It took a lot out of my speech, so thank you. So yeah, greetings. My name is Michael Challis. I'm an organizer with DC United Against Hate, which is an anti-fascist, anti-far-right coalition. We organize educational events and also direct actions to oppose the far right when they come into our communities. The last 3 weeks, I've been traveling around Europe, and I've been truly inspired by some of the movements I've seen. Last week in Athens, I spoke at a conference organized by CIRFA, which is an anti-racist, anti-fascist organization, coalition. You'll hear from Petros about that. They're doing amazing work against the Golden Dawn there, and doing solidarity work with refugees. Here, I was able to go to Trafalgar Square, where Extinction Rebellion is holding an occupation, which was truly inspiring for me to see that. Yeah. That is the type of movement that we need. I think that holds great potential for building a better world. But when we talk about the international growth of the far right and fascism, obviously the election of Donald Trump is a crucial aspect, but so is what brought Donald Trump to the White House. In the years under the Obama administration, the U.S. saw increased political polarization in the form of massive movements around anti-racism, like the ongoing Black Lives Matter movement, which opposes systemic racism and police brutality against Black people. After Obama's election, there was a noted increase in racist organizations, which is a backlash to having our first African-American president. We also saw an increase of economic inequality sparked by the 2008 recession, culminating in the nationwide Occupy Wall Street movement in 2011. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, which was hit especially hard during the recession. This polarization from these movements, I think, found political representation in the 2016 of campaign of Bernie Sanders. I can't go into specific analysis of Bernie, but just know that his campaign became a home for many of the struggles, mostly around economic, and continues to play a specific role in politics and workers' movements in the United States. I should also say there's plenty of other movements between 2008 and 2016 around indigenous rights, anti-sexism, the climate movement. But this polarization, I think, and dissatisfaction with the status quo is what allowed, you know, one of the reasons why Donald Trump ultimately got close to and became the president of the United States. He campaigned as an outsider to the political establishment using blatant immigrant scapegoating, Islamophobia, anti-Black racism, and more disgusting language. This led to an emboldened far right in the streets, attacks on women and trans reproductive rights, the detention of refugees, a ban of Muslims from certain countries, denial of climate change, and an increase of right-wing inspired mass shootings and attacks. But with all of these attacks, we have also seen the start of a sustained resistance by those who are under attack and their allies. This resistance to Trump began with the largest protest in history called the Women's March. I was part of the protest in DC, and it was clear that people felt empowered like never before to fight back. Since then, we have seen surges of protests for women and trans rights, from a defense of abortion clinics to protests against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who was accused of rape, but also, most notably, the creation of the hashtag MeToo movement, which has raised awareness around sexual assault in women and trans people. Another sign of resistance of Trump came from opposition to what is called Trump's Muslim ban. The ban targeted certain Muslim-majority countries, essentially saying the U.S. would not accept people from these countries. This was perpetuating already deep-seated Islamophobia in the country. People responded, though, by flooding the airports like never before, slowing down transportation within the country. The signs of resistance continued with massive rallies and marches against the detention of refugees and the border policy of Trump. These refugees are coming from Central America, from war-torn countries that are in control of drug cartels, which are then supported by the U.S. These people fled violence, but people flooded the streets to show solidarity with refugees and migrants seeking asylum. Even the students organized. Students from Parkland High School in Florida, who were victims of violence from a mass shooter that killed their classmates, organized hundreds of thousands in a national protest in Washington, D.C. to demand stricter gun laws. This was in direct opposition to the right-wing NRA. That protest was called March for Our Lives. Workers have shown resistance as well. We had the teacher strikes in 2017. Which were largely organized as wildcat strikes without commands from union bureaucrats. During a government shutdown in 2018 over the national budget, it was the airport workers refusing to work over safety concerns that shut down airports in New York City that eventually led Trump and the Republicans to negotiate a deal to reopen the government. And we're still seeing the UAW strike in Detroit, Michigan. Finally, I want to make sure I talk about the growth of the far right fascists in the streets. So this has been an ongoing threat since Trump's election. The threat manifested itself in the largest gathering of white supremacists in over a decade in Charlottesville, Virginia. Hundreds of far right neo-Nazis were on full display using Nazi salutes, anti-Semitic chants. I was able to go to Charlottesville with comrades from Washington, D.C. Anti-fascists were ultimately successful in opposing and exposing the far-right racists and their relationship to fascist organizations in Charlottesville. By being there, we provided an alternative to these racist ideas. And by putting our bodies up against hate, we built a movement against the far-right that was much broader than previously. Unfortunately, the frustration of this defeat of the Nazis in Charlottesville culminated in a white supremacist terrorist attack using his car to attack anti-racist marchers. I myself was only 5 feet from that march, from that car when it came through. It injured dozens of people and killed Heather Heyer. The actions taken in Charlottesville spread through the media. Charlottesville showed society that the threat of fascism being allowed to openly organize in the streets showed that it was a threat for them to open. Organizing the streets. Solidarity demonstrations took place around the country and the world. 30,000 people in Boston. Many more people are now aware of the necessity of opposing fascism, and we continue to build united fronts the best we can. There is still a threat of individual terrorist attacks, even more so after the ideological and media defeat of the far right in Charlottesville. In the United States, these acts are more and more common, from the Tree of Life shooting, to El Paso, Texas, and just last week, a 23-year-old anti-fascist organizer was killed in a hit-and-run attack outside a popular anti-racist bar in Portland, Oregon. So we must fight in the name of those murdered by the far right and those whose lives are being destroyed by the policies of a racist imperialist state. Although the attacks against workers and the oppressor are widespread, the response has been massive and the potential for building an anti-fascist organization to fight back is great. I'm happy to answer any more questions outside of here, and no pasaran.